is high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Hi, Cecily. Yeah, I'm on my way to our meeting right now. Oh, no, see, I moved my 4:15 back to 4:30 just in case my 3:45 ran a little long. Oh, I know I'm not in the car today. It's so gorgeous out, I decided to walk. Yeah. Oh, you had to postpone our meeting by half an hour. But, no, I don't think it'll be a problem. No, see, it just changes my schedule a little. Uh-huh. No, Cecily, half an hour is fine. Yeah, I'll see you there. No problem. I think I have some business I can take care of. Just what I needed. If there's anything I know how to do, it's have fun. You know, some people might say to me, LeVar, quit acting like a kid. Well, I say to them, no way. You see, even though I'm grown up, I still love the feeling of being a kid. At a playground like this, boom, it just takes me right back. So how about you? I bet there's something in your life that takes you back to when you were very, very little.
When I was younger, Roscoe made me feel happy by just looking funny, and he made me laugh all the time.
I don't remember how long ago I got him, but I'll never give him away.
This is Alfred J. Quack. I got him for Christmas from my grandparents. He's always been there for me, and I like him a lot because he's cuddly, and I sleep with him sometimes.
This is my blankie, and I always, always take it with me when I travel. And I really love it a lot.
At some time or another, almost every kid has something soft to hold on to for company and comfort. But like a friend of mine who was very, very attached to his blanket. Now, some people thought he should grow up and grow out of it. But he had ideas of his own. And his name is Owen.
Owen by Kevin Henkes. Read by Matthew Broderick. Owen had a fuzzy yellow blanket. He'd had it since he was a baby. He loved it with all his heart. "Fuzzy goes where I go," said Owen, and Fuzzy did. Upstairs, downstairs, in between, inside, outside, upside down. Fuzzy likes what I like, said Owen. And Fuzzy did. Orange juice, grape juice, chocolate milk, ice cream, peanut butter, applesauce, and cake. Isn't he getting a little old to be carrying that thing around? Asked their neighbor, Mrs. Tweezers. Haven't you heard of the blanket fairy? Owen's parents hadn't. Mrs. Tweezers filled them in.
I don't want to be a busybody, but tonight, when the little boy...
That night, Owen's parents told Owen to put Fuzzy under his pillow. In the morning, Fuzzy would be gone. But the blanket fairy would leave an absolutely wonderful, positively perfect, especially terrific big boy gift in its place. Owen stuffed Fuzzy inside his pajama pants and went to sleep. No blanket fairy, said Owen in the morning. No kidding, said Owen's father. Fuzzy's dirty, said Owen's mother. Fuzzy's torn and ratty, said Owen's father. No, said Owen. Fuzzy's perfect. And Fuzzy was. What are we going to do? Asked Owen's mother. School is starting soon, said Owen's father. Can't bring a blanket to school, said Mrs. Tweezers. Haven't you heard of saying no? Owen's parents hadn't. Mrs. Tweezers filled them in.
Say no and gain the respect of the boy.
I have to bring Fuzzy to school, said Owen. No, said Owen's mother. No, said Owen's father. Owen buried his face in Fuzzy. He started to cry and would not stop. Don't worry, said Owen's mother. It'll be all right, said Owen's father. And then suddenly, Owen's mother said, I have an idea. It was an absolutely wonderful, positively perfect, especially terrific idea. First she snipped, and then she sewed. Then she snipped again, and sewed some more. Dry your eyes. Wipe your nose. Hooray, hooray, hooray! Now, Owen carries one of his not-so-fuzzy handkerchiefs with him wherever he goes. And Mrs. Tweezers doesn't say a thing.
That was a tough situation for Owen, but his mom found a clever way to deal with it. I, on the other hand, never had that problem. I was an unusually rational child, far too smart to become attached to an ordinary object like a blanket. Though I did have a blanket that I liked, but it was no big deal. I mean, I never made a fuss over it or anything.
This is my super duper X-ray shield. No space rocket can ever break through.
LeVar? LeVar, it's time. LeVar, it's time to wash your blanket.
But I need it.
It's very dirty, LeVar. Now, don't you want your blanket clean?
I like the way it smells when it's dirty.
Well, it smells nicer when it's clean.
But I need it, because it keeps me warm.
LeVar, it's the middle of summer. Come on, sweetie, it'll only take a little while.
But I gotta have it for my nap.
Are you tired?
No, but I will be later.
LeVar, the washer's going. I can pop it in right now, and it'll be ready for you an hour just in time for your nap. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, LeVar. Mm. Well, looking back on it, I guess that was a tough moment for me. So, okay, maybe I did have a little blanket separation problem. But hey, sometimes big changes are tough for a little kid. But anyway, I was still a well-adjusted child. I mean, I could handle things like change. At least, I think I could handle change.
She is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. And you've been such a good baby, haven't you, sweetie?
I can't get over that. Anyway. Oh,
she's a sweet little boy and a sweet little girl.
Great. A little sister. Just find you.
Look at the little Oh, she smiled.
Oh, big deal. She smiled. I can smile much better than she can. She doesn't even have any teeth. And I do.
You know what she did this morning? She is so smart. She pointed to her teddy bear.
What about me? I'm already really smart. I can tie my shoes and read. I can even count to 33. I like to see her try to do that.
Excuse me, everyone, but LeVar is going to help me feed Valencia.
I'm a little...
Oh, it's okay, LeVar. You're going to be the best big brother in the whole world.
You're little, but you can sure drink a lot. If you keep this up, you can play on my street hockey team. Maybe this won't be so bad.
Okay, so maybe I did have just a bit of trouble adjusting. I mean, doesn't everybody? But when it came to the really important stuff, that's when I came through. I mean, I was tough, I was strong, I was ready, I was on top of the situation.
Like the first day of school, for example. Oof, that's one day I remember like it was yesterday.
Mom, how much farther? Are we almost there?
Just a sec, LeVar. I'm trying to figure out where your classroom is.
Mom, come on. This is my first day of school. I don't want to be late.
You want me to hold your hand?
Mom, I'm in kindergarten now.
All right, LeVar. Now remember, I'm going to pick you up at 3 o'clock right in front of the school. Do you have your milk money?
Yeah.
Where's your lunchbox?
Here it is. Faster than speed bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. It's... super bad.
Okay. Maybe I was a little scared. But who wouldn't be? My new school was the biggest place I'd ever seen. And it made me feel, well, kind of small.
Here we are, room 209. This is your classroom. Go on in, LeVar.
Okay, Mom.
Hi. Welcome to kindergarten. You must be LeVar.
Uh-huh.
I'm your teacher, Mr. Rivers. Guess what?
What?
There's a chair over there, and it has your name on it. You want to try it out?
Uh-huh.
You know what, LeVar?
What?
I'm glad you're here.
Me too. Hey, LeVar, who lent you back? Wanna see? It's Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet.
Pretty soon, school became one of my favorite places. And Mom? Well, she got used to it too. You know, big changes, like a new school, can be tough. But when you make it through something new, you're growing and changing. And that feels great.
Oh, come on, you guys. Let me down. Hello? No, I'm a little hung up right now. I'll get back to you. Now, you see, that's the trouble with being an adult. Sometimes life can be pretty busy and demanding, but that doesn't mean it's not fun. There are lots of adults who get up and go to work every day at jobs that are just plain fun. I mean, really fun, even outrageously fun, even stupid.
Like making comic books, for example.
Valiant Comics. One moment, please.
Imagine having the job of bringing superheroes from fantastic imaginary worlds to life.
If you want to have a good comic book, what you have to start with is a really good story.
In the next issue of Turok, I want to bring him back to the lost land.
One of my writers comes up with an idea.
He's a guide or a,
and
or a
we talk it back and forth, and I say, well, I like this, I don't like that.
Yeah, I like that because I've thought for a long time that there's a lot more we could be doing with the lost land than we
everybody
ever
comes up with lots of ideas, I mean, and what we do is somebody throws out their idea and we build on that. In the first issue, I want him to meet right away because he's the guy and he's got to give Turok a lot of information. So I think the very first issue, he's going to be running away from a dinosaur.
It'd be cool, like open up the splash page and there's a dinosaur right there in your face going rah, right at you.
Yeah.
You know? It'd be really cool.
Yeah.
That'll
work. That'll
work. When the story is ready, it's typed into the computer, a page at a time. Then each page goes to the penciler, the artist who actually designs the characters and the world they live in.
I'm the penciler, and I turn a story that's made up with words into a story with pictures. The writers provide us with a rough description of what the story's about, but it's up to the penciler to breathe life into these characters. The page I'm working on now has a dinosaur in it. Dinosaurs are a lot of fun to draw. When I was younger, I used to draw them all the time just for fun, and now I'm getting paid to do it. The dinosaur is chasing a man, but we don't know who that mystery man is yet. When the writers and editors tell me who this man is, then I'll be able to finish off the rest of his features.
All right.
While I'm working on this page, Tom the inker is working on a page that I did yesterday. Basically, what the inker does is go over the pencil lines that I drew. Not just to make them darker so that they can photograph well, but also to add his artistic ability so that we have the best work of two people.
Really comes to life when color is added.
I'm a colorist, and essentially what I do is color the pages. The paints we use are watercolor. We get them from the bottle, and from there we apply them onto the paper. When I use my brush, it feels very soft in my hand. Sometimes it feels like almost like you're writing down an order slide. You're in control, but really not in control. And sometimes you get really happy accidents. Other times, you just can't control it. When I see someone reading a comic book that I've worked on, I'm very proud of it. Sometimes I even go home and show my mom.
The pictures tell part of the story, but words have to be added to each page, and that's the job of the letterer.
I'm the letterer, and my job is to write the letters into the balloons. We paste the balloons on the comic so we can send them to the printer. Even though you can print this out by computer, a lot more personality shows through when you do it by hand.
When words and pictures are perfect, the comic book is ready for printing. And delivery to you in comic book stores all over the country.
The thing that's good about comics, I think, is that the possibilities are limitless. You can go anywhere. You can go to different worlds. You can go to different times. You can go to all sorts of different places, and it's magic.
This is a fantastic job. I'm just living out my childhood dream, so what more could you ask for?
Everyone who created the book had a great time, and the result?
Hey guys,
a lot of fun for you and me.
Look, it's LeVar Burton.
Where?
Right there.
Cool, let's check out the story.
You know, a playground isn't the only place you can have a good time. You can also take a high-flying ride into a good book. So, if you liked Owen, then here are three books that will swing you into a serious good time. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Chris, and I just read a book I really liked. It's called Ira Sleeps Over. And boy, does Ira have a problem. Ira was invited to Reggie's house for a sleepover. He was so excited. But his older sister reminds him, "You sleep with a teddy bear every night. Reggie's gonna make fun of you if you bring that bear. He's gonna think you're a baby." That afternoon, Reggie and Ira play together. Reggie says, "We're gonna have lots of fun tonight. We can tell scary ghost stories." Uh-oh, how can Ira listen to ghost stories without his teddy bear? So, does Ira bring his teddy bear to Reggie's house? If so, does Reggie laugh? Read this book to find out.
They stink, they're annoying, and they mess with your stuff. And that's what I don't like about babies. I'm a lot like the girl in this book, called Darcy and Gran Don't Like Babies. Darcy doesn't think much of her little brother. She doesn't like his smell. It annoys Darcy that her baby brother gets all the attention. I don't like that baby. No one seems to understand except for Gran. Gran doesn't much like babies either. Darcy and Gran talk a little bit about the baby. They decide that deep down, they really do like the baby after all. I'm Anna Martini, and I've got an annoying little brother, but once in a while, he's really okay. This book is better than okay, way better. So remember it, Darcy and Gran don't like babies.
Today is Margarita's first day in kindergarten, and boy, does she have a lot to tell you. Her story is called Born in the Gravy. Margarita tells her papa that kindergarten is hard work. How she painted a picture, how she heard a story, and about her job as a class monitor. Margarita talks about her classmates, too. Juan Alberto was allergic to the beans he had for lunch. Max said the pledge wrong. Mucho trabajo, says Papa. A lot of work. My name is Naima Coster, and if you remember your first day of kindergarten, you'll love this hilarious book.
Hi, Cecily. Oh, Cecily.
I'll be there in 5 minutes. I just have to finish up some business.
Peanut.
What? Oh, that noise. That's just my business associates. Yeah. Well, I'll explain it when I see you.
Here.
Okay, bye. Here you go. I gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
Well, whether you're a kid or a grown-up, or a grown-up kid, you've just gotta have fun. Really, this is important, because when you take time out for some fun business, then you'll be ready for all of the other business that you might have in your life. So, my advice, just go out and play, no matter how you like to do it. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Owen by Kevin Henkes, published by Green Willow Books, a division of William Morrow & Company. Ira Sleeps Over by Bernard Weber, published by Houghton Mifflin Company. Darcy and Gran Don't Like Babies by Jane Cutler, illustrated by Susanna Ryan, published by Scholastic. Born in the Gravy by Dennis Cazette, published by Orchard Books.